Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Matt.
And Joe. We're talking about property ownership, adverse possession. A guy named River Dave, 80-plus years old in New Hampshire, has been living on a piece of property for 25 years, longer than the current property owners owned it. Said he had permission from the previous owner to be there for the rest of his life, but unfortunately he didn't write it down, and now the current property owner wants him off because the state came in there and said, hey, you know, we want more property taxes because of the second house that's on your land. And these people are like, what second house? Oh, turns out River Dave is living on.
What I like to know is how much money they're spending on keeping him in jail right now. And
yeah,
versus how much it might cost on the property tax.
Yeah, it might be like $35,000 a year or something like that in New Hampshire, but I haven't seen those numbers in a long time.
It's a lot more than taxes. So has he been in for 2 weeks or something?
I don't
like
know.
That?
What, do you know when they put him in?
Was it 11 days, I think?
Okay, so yeah.
Or 12 days as of yesterday.
So if it's 12 days as of yesterday, that means he's going to be getting out of quarantine in another couple of days, and he may be out in population, which means that our friend and co-host Nobody may end up in the same same cell block.
They can compare beard lengths.
Yeah, this guy. I think this guy's gonna be tough to beat. He's got a good one on him. So then we started talking about so-called adverse possession. The Moors, those guys that got arrested in Massachusetts as they were ostensibly traveling through Massachusetts to go to Maine for a training session.
Yeah.
They were black militia. They're all now sitting in jail cells awaiting trial in Massachusetts. And but they had taken what they call adverse possession of a piece of property in Rhode Island. Some sort of a house. It's not real clear exactly where it is. It may be in Pawtucket.
Is the house that they talk that's listed on their site.
Yeah, but it is definitely in Rhode Island, wherever it is. And they make an interesting argument there, basically that hey, this house is abandoned. It belongs to the bank J.P. Morgan Chase. And I'm speculating on what their argument would be, but I suspect it has something to do with the idea that banks don't really have legitimate ownership over anything because they can just print money out of thin air in order to buy whatever they want to buy. And so then, Matt, you made an interesting statement that I'd never heard of before and finally was able to do some research and back it up here. From loan.com, you'd said that if you've paid in on a mortgage and then you get your house, you know, repossessed because you stop paying or whatever, something happens, and, you know, you lose your mortgage at that point, the bank repossesses the property, and then they sell it, that you would be able to collect your equity back after that. And after reading a little bit more about it, it makes more sense to me now. It has to do with how much the bank gets for the place. So if you paid in, you know, it's a $200,000 house, you put in $40,000 down payment, never made a single payment after that, you've got $40,000 equity mm-hmm. in that home. However, the bank fronted the other $160,000. So if the bank takes that house, tries to sell it, and they only get $100,000 out of it, you don't get any equity.
Right.
So it has to be over the amount that they, you know, had actually left on the mortgage to satisfy.
Right. And moreover, if you are making payments, here's the rub, I think. If you're making payments on a new house or mm-hmm. a house that's new to you or anything like that,
you're paying the interest.
You're paying the interest first. And you're going to have to do more homework on this, but I learned this in a business law class in college, that if you go into the bank to make your payment and you say, I want this payment to go towards principal only, they have to accept it and put it towards principal only, and they can collect their interest on the back end. But typically, as a rule, you're paying basically only interest at the outset of your mortgage payments. You don't really get in, percentage-wise, you don't really get into paying down the actual loan itself on the principal until later on in the loan.
We can continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We got Greg. He's in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I remember bringing up adverse possession and all kinds of things a couple of days ago. Actually, bankruptcy protection, I read people can stay in homes and they can't be foreclosed on if this is their primary residence. So there's tons of stuff that the government has, protections for people, bankruptcy, limited liability, all kinds of things for people to keep their possessions, essentially, from the banks and creditors. But I wanted to talk today about competition, and I wanted to mention that we have all this conversation about vaccines. The thing is, who's working on the Delta variant vaccine? We don't hear anybody talking about the vaccine that would actually work against the Delta variant. All the drug companies are printing their money with the previous generation of vaccines. What's their incentive now, if it's selling so well, to create the Delta vaccine? So the thing is, if we
more money. I mean, there's likely going to be a quote unquote booster shot for this, and then the next variant, and then the next variant, and they're going to be rolling in the billions.
Well, hopefully they'll actually protect against the Delta variant. I hope so.
Well, there's not much evidence that these vaccines are protecting against anything.
It's still experimental.
That's the point. There's not much evidence they're protecting against the Delta variant, but I wish the next generation would be.
We got a host here on Free Talk Live who works in a hospital, and she says they got a ward full of people who are in there for COVID-19, but they're not really in there for COVID-19. They're in there for complications from the vaccines. The people who are actually in there for COVID-19 are minimal.
Well, it's self-selecting either way, so we can't really tell based on that what the prevalence is in the general population. But what I want to talk about is the sort of the system that leads to the best results for the public health in general. When you have a system based on competition, what happens is you need some initial investors to put the initial outlay of money, and they may win, they may lose. But if they win, they don't want others to be free riding on all that R&D research that they did. So they'll either turn to some sort of, trade secrets, or they'll try to lobby the government for more patent protections. Or if they're doing a movie, they'll try to extend copyright protections to 100 years, which Disney did and others.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, if you have a competition-based system, there's necessarily going to be some desire to restrict everyone else from using your discovery because you've invested so much into it, and now you have a winner sitting on your hands. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're somebody who is a statist and, you know, you believe in things like patents and copyrights and all this other intellectual property nonsense. But there are people who believe in competition but also believe in, you know, open information as well. I think you can be that person, although you may be they're rare.
They're rare. I believe in open source software. I believe in science where you can easily build on other people's discoveries. And that's true in every department except the bio, the pharma, the molecular biology department, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because pharma profits. And by the way, the public money, National Institutes of Health, you know, goes into a lot of the pharma patents are based on the research. And the universities, they pay for the research. And then they never see anything back. NIH gets nothing from these patents. So, you know, even with our current system, the American taxpayer pays way more for the drugs than anyone else. The system actually hurts Americans and makes the drugs more expensive for them than anyone else in the world. So,
the government regulations drive up the cost dramatically.
Yeah, that's to be expected.
You know, getting through the FDA approval process is ridiculously expensive. Dr. Mary Ruard, who is the author of Healing Our World, she actually has worked in the medical pharmaceutical business for, I don't know, some number of decades. She's been in it for a long time. In fact, I think she said she's been in it for, you know, so long that she can remember, you know, what it was like before the patent system was really, you know, cracking down, and that, you know, there was actually more robust competition before patents. There was more development happening before patents when people couldn't own chemical structures and that sort of thing. It was actually better and, of course, a lot cheaper to buy the medicines.
Of course. So here's my question as a left libertarian who supports open source software, and I know you guys definitely are against intellectual property.
How do you have a system based on competition and massive upfront investment without protecting the end result from free riding? Well, how do you do that without government?
This brings up the principle that I was bringing up earlier about property, is that unless you secure it, do you really own it?
Right. Let's talk about it coming up here. Greg, you can hang on if you'd like. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in with your answer, you're welcome to join us here on Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Talking about property and business and investment, we have Greg on the line in New York. He describes himself as a libertarian socialist, which, you know, I find an interesting. He's always brings interesting things to the table, a differing perspective on things here on Free Talk Live. So we're going to continue with his discussion. But your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. And also, I do want to make sure that you're aware of our Odyssey account. You can go and check it out. We had a lot of people watching on Odyssey last night. Now, not only are we doing live streams on Odyssey, we're also doing video archives on Odyssey. Now, we got live streams on a lot of different platforms, but Odyssey's the best one because, well, we did a topless female episode last night for 3 hours straight, and they didn't take us off the air like Facebook and YouTube and Twitch probably would have done for violations of terms of service. Interestingly, Odyssey doesn't allow for pornography to be updated or uploaded to their service, but the system behind Odyssey, Library, LBRY.com, does. So the uncensorable protocol that's behind Odyssey, you can upload that stuff to. But ladies talking intelligently in a studio on a talk show, topless, that's not pornography. So I don't think we violated Odyssey's community guidelines last night, and I guess they don't think so either. So I'm really happy about that.
And they volunteered. There was no victims, right?
No, nope, okay. Exactly. And over 80 people tuned in live. We had a pretty solid viewer count, which for Free Talk Live, that's like record numbers of people watching. So thanks to everybody who participated in that. The full uncensored archive is available if you just go to video.freetalklive.com. If you missed it live last night, you can go back and watch it anytime you want, permanently. Uncensorable. Thanks to Odyssey. Go check them out, video.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to follow our channel there. We've only got like 600 plus. Actually, I think we crossed 700. Last night. So thank you to awesome. Our 700th and change and whoever else came on board to follow us there. And from what I understand, the ladies are planning on doing another one, which may be as soon as this coming Wednesday. So keep that in mind and check out video.freetalklive.com and go back to Greg in New York. Greg, you were asking about, you brought up intellectual property. You talk about competition. What would be the incentive, I think was your question, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on my recap here, but what would be the incentive of a company to do a lot of research and development if they didn't get to own the ideas after the fact? Was that your question?
Yeah, and I just want to put it in a broader context. I want to say there's an alternative. I'm not quite a libertarian socialist, by the way. I say I'm a left libertarian.
Okay, that's good, because I don't think you can be a libertarian and a socialist at the same time. I think it's a contradiction in terms. But go ahead with what you're going to say.
Yeah, so, you know, I do think socialism has problems, but I also think capitalism has problems. I think that there should be limits on government, but there should also be limits on private property. I don't think you should be able to earn to own unlimited amounts of things, because that leads to just as much problems as governments that preside over unlimited amounts of land and other things. But here's what I'm going to say. There are alternatives to private property. What you were just mentioning, that you were kicked off of, or perhaps would be kicked off of, Facebook, Twitch, and others, those are all privately owned platforms with closed source backends, and they can kick you off, and it's their right. They're perfectly their own.
They're paying for the server.
Exactly. So private property is the ability to exclude others from using some resource that they may have come to rely on using. And the thing is that when you have open source software or science, or when you have essentially things that nobody owns, like in this case, library protocol, nobody can tell you to leave and nobody owns the whole platform, then it leads to way more wealth for the society. And that's why, for example, the web versus America Online, which was centralized and controlled, but the web unleashed tons of business models that could not be possible on America Online.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take that same thing and that same approach to, say, other things like drugs, okay, I would argue that a libertarian approach is more sustainable is open source drug research. In other words, science. So if you have a patent, have all the patents, just like the open source movement, the free software movement, take them and make it viral. So if you use any of the open source patents, you have to open your patents, mm-hmm. and then you have a growing patent left.
Where everybody is benefiting from that information, and people can take those ideas in new directions without having to ask permission. That's basically what they do with the cryptocurrency world, where, you know, Bitcoin is open source, and look at what that has spawned. There are now 11,000, as of the last time I looked at coinmarketcap.com, over 11,000 cryptocurrencies and tokens that are worthy of being listed on CoinMarketCap, and almost all of them, probably like 99%, of them spawned from that original Bitcoin code that people took and they modified, and they also open sourced, and it's all been a benefit to humanity. So I gotta say, it's persuasive what you're saying. But I think, to come back to your question, to answer the question of even those who are doing closed source, you can tell he's in New York City.
Yep.
Even those who are doing closed source projects, you know, while I may not agree with the philosophy behind them, what would be their incentive to invest in it? Well, the same thing that was their incentive before patents existed. You know, being number one to market has a real value. Being able to bring something new to the table and being able to say, you know, we are Advil or whatever. I forget which company it was that, you know, came out with aspirin first. But, you know, or Bayer, you know, we're Bayer. Yeah, we're Bayer, and this is aspirin, and boom, here it is. And then, you know, just because other people can copy the idea in an intellectual property free world doesn't mean that Bayer doesn't profit big time from being first to market with that thing and having their name associated with it for so many years. So there's value in that, and it was enough value to have people doing that and putting in that investment. But
there's also such a thing as enforceable purchasing agreements, too. I mean, if you put it on the back of your exclusivity. If you buy this from me, you are using it for your own purposes and not going to resell it.
Or, you know, from an industrial perspective, to exclude, you know, okay, if you're going to buy this from us, you can't buy from these other sellers or
there's
whatever.
There's that, too. Yeah.
Exclusive deals. But that said, I got to say, I agree with you on this one, Greg. I think that open source has proven itself, and that the more things that can be open sourced, the better, whether it be from software to, you know, to pills or whatever.
Yeah, my main argument boils down to this. Property is about excluding people from using something who, you know, if you're not using the bike and it's sitting there in a closet for a month, I mean, other people might benefit from it, but no, everyone has to have their own bike. So the thing is, sometimes that leads to inefficiencies, but my main point is this, that when you have a large capital outlay, when you have to do massive clinical trials and, you know, $1 billion needs to be invested and you need to recoup with more billions, at some point you're going to have to contract men with guns, whether it's the government or paramilitary militias or someone, to go ahead and recoup your investment. And that's just not a society. I understand it's not obvious if you just look at it, but if you a few steps down the line, it's going to lead to violence.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us want to live in a society like that, which is why we, you know, want to get rid of the state. That way it doesn't cost as many billions to develop things. And anybody, you know, with the right chemistry equipment or whatever can put something together, and anybody that wants to subject themselves to an experimental drug should be able to do that. And the federal government prevents those things from happening, prevents that level of development and competition, whether it be open source or closed. There's more coming up.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says coronavirus cases are going up in states with low vaccination rates. He says medical experts predict
the cases will go up further before they start to come back down.
Millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, social distancing, and other new rules.
Right now, too many people are dying. I'm watching someone I love dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated, if I just... It's heartbreaking.
The president is also directing the Defense Department to look into adding the coronavirus shot to the list of required vaccinations for members of the military. The recent spike in coronavirus cases is tied to the Delta variant in people who are not vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending two official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, open phones if you want to join us, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160, it's Ian, Matt, and Joa in the studio here tonight. Don't forget, you can check out Joa's channel on Odyssey, which is called Breaking the Flaw.
Thanks, Ian.
And you can get to Odyssey, actually the easiest way is just go to our channel there and then you can type in the search. Breaking the Flaw. So just go to video.freetalklive.com and you can find us all there, and it's uncensorable and it's awesome because that's the way a good video platform should be. And kudos to the crew over there at Odyssey and Libraries. We're going to go back to your phone calls, your thoughts. We're going to talk first to Major Payne. He's calling us from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Major Payne?
Well, a couple of quick thoughts on your previous callers. I took over a land contract, and I paid off 13 acres in 10 years. But I was paid down on the principal at that point. It had been paid on by the previous owner. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, your one guy's right. Depending on the terms of your contract, your initial payments when you start, you might be getting 2 to 10% of what you pay going to the principal. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's all interest. So even if you can only afford to throw $50 onto the tail of it and say, put this on the principal, you're going to be banging them. So yeah, anytime you can cut the tail off the coyote, go do that. But the other thing I was thinking about was you guys are talking about the patent principle, you know, the 7-year thing, how it's expired. that goes back to the old thing from the old Jewish Bible, which was in 7 years there was what did they call it?
Jubilee.
I had it in my head a minute ago. Jubilee. Yes. And that should be still instituted to this day. When I went to jail years ago, the feds, just like these boys that are, you know, you got one your own. Nobody. He's canned up right now. And it's unconscionable what's going on.
Sure.
And the original thing I called in was these 500 attackees on the government that were in walkers and canes.
What's this now?
Washington.
500 people with walkers and canes on Washington? What happened?
Yeah. The guys that they got locked up for the insurrection in D.C.
Oh. Yeah, the attack on Congress.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. These people, it was a half an hour march to get to the Capitol.
Yeah, did you hear that there are actually people...
They were let in. There's pictures of guards moving gates and such.
Did you hear that there are actually leftists on Twitter who are saying that that January 6th was worse than 9/11?
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Like, you really thought that guy with face paint was going to take over the country? I mean,
thank you, Major Payne. I appreciate it, man. 603-283-6160. Yeah, not a single person died on January 6th, and they're saying that's worse.
That's not true at all. A Capitol Police officer died, and
wasn't that later?
Was it later or same day?
Was it the same day?
And then a woman got shot. But
wasn't
that was
like a heart attack or something like that?
Yes. I mean, wasn't direct action.
It wasn't like somebody shot the guy.
But a Capitol Police officer did shoot a protester,
that
woman in the face. Yeah.
That's true. But, you know, that still pales in comparison to 9/11, right, where thousands of people perished in
plane
crashes.
Of course.
Hijackings, etc. But yet the people that, you know, want you to believe that this was some sort of insurrection, which is ridiculous, are actually online stating that they believe that it's worse.
I think it made this country look so weak. I didn't want to go on to this topic, but...
You know, I'm pretty sure, wasn't it just like a year before that where a bunch of Democrats raided the congressional offices? Wasn't there like, you know, 50, 60 people? Democrats,
they do a lot of sit-ins. The first time it was
I thought AOC, didn't AOC like run it?
Yeah.
Or something like that? I can't remember. But it was basically the same exact thing. They're turning this out to be a terrorist thing because it's the right wing.
They started stealing things and that sort of thing. But
yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, Matt, you had a story tonight about tags in Washington State no longer going to be made out of metal, but instead paper.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, kind of a funny story. Let me see if I can find it here. KIRO reports.
Out of Seattle?
Yep, I suppose it's out of Seattle, yeah.
It's a big station there, yeah.
Oh, you're familiar with them? Okay, so KIRO out of Seattle, then. Paper license plates to be issued due to license plate shortage. So... this ought to make all your Austrian school economists pretty laughy and cryy right now. But it says a statewide shortage of license plates is resulting in license agents planning to issue passenger vehicle licensing customers with temporary plates. Paper plates. The paper plates will be good for 60 days and must be displayed the same way temporary plates are displayed when a car is bought from a dealer. License tabs will also be issued and should be attached to the new metal plates when they're available. Now, they go on to say the Department of Licensing has not said when the license plate supply chain would be restored, but they are planning on ramping up the staffing and outsourcing production.
Prisons?
Prisons have been doing it for
Department, the COVID-19 pandemic slowed down license plate production at the Department of Corrections, and due to the shortage, they have increased staffing. I wonder what that means.
More prisoners. Got to go slaves. Arrest more drug users.
Got to arrest more people so you can make some license plates and outsource production to another state starting on July 31st. So, So apparently there's a...
slowdown. There's a factory.
Slowdown. Yeah, there's some, I don't know, maybe they're low on metal or paint. I can tell you right now.
I heard there's a rubber shortage or something like that, too.
That doesn't surprise me. I went to Walmart to buy a quart of paint the other day and they didn't have any pigments. They couldn't make paint.
Couldn't mix it.
They couldn't mix any paint colors for you.
Wow.
Well, Biden was rumoring, cutting 20% of aluminum import, and I was like, I'm going to start saving up my aluminum. Yeah. This is going to go up in price.
It's already worth saving. I mean, when you talk about the things that people are recycling constantly, the only thing that's really worth recycling, from what I understand, is the aluminum.
Right. Because they pull it out of dirt. It's like you have to separate dirt, basically.
to get new aluminum.
Yeah, yeah.
So in other news, there's this story that I saw, and I just happened to be on Twitter last night, and I saw in their little trending, here's what the news is thing. This is actually being reported by Twitter as your latest COVID propaganda. People should still get vaccinated even if they already had COVID-19.
Oh, God.
Health agencies and medical experts say. Because they say it remains unclear how strong or long-lasting the protection from natural antibodies is. So they're saying, we don't know, or they're claiming, that they don't know how effective natural immunity is, when a lot of other doctors, from what I understand, have said it's more effective.
Well, they can keep making these claims when it's still an experiment, right? Like, they're still experimenting on this vaccine, so like, or, you know, they don't even really know much about this because it hasn't been long enough for them to have full details. But like, you think that like, all the money that's being like thrown at this, that they would have figured something out by now, you know?
Well, it turns out people have different opinions in the world of science, right? And they say studies have shown that vaccination provides a strong boost in protection in people who've recovered from COVID-19, according to the CDC. And we all believe everything the CDC says. Right?
Oh, without question.
So this is the latest propaganda, is because a lot of people have been saying, well, you know, I don't need to get a vaccine. I've already had the COVID. Like, even if I were interested in getting a vaccine, which I personally am not. But if, you know, people who've already gotten COVID-19 are like, well, I don't need a vaccine because I already had this thing. My body can take care of itself.
It's called immunity.
Why would I need to go get a vaccine? If you've already had the chickenpox, you don't need to go and get a chickenpox vaccine after that. Now, I
don't give them any ideas, Ian. Yeah, my God.
I understand that the thing mutates or whatever, but they shouldn't be worried about it. They already had it.
Yeah,
they already beat
it. If it mutates, it mutates. If you beat the first one, your body's all ready to take on the second one now, too. So, but I mean, what are you doing?
They want everybody to get this injection.
This is
lunacy.
They're
doing everything they can to propagandize people about this. The people who've already received the vaccine are getting crazy. There's been posts online and not just, social media, but editorial pieces in newspapers saying it's time to start forcing people to get vaccinated.
They're nuts. I'm no conspiracy theorist, but, look up the Georgia Guidestones. Take a look at what those things have to say.
And doesn't it say that the population should be like 500,000 or 500 million? 500 million? Well, we're not even there yet. Is it 500 million?
No, there's like 8 billion people on the earth.
Oh, global.
Yeah, that's global.
Okay, there's more coming up here. You can join us, 603-283-6160. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you want to jump on the lines here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joe.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Want to say thanks to David Itza, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. It means David is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of freedom every single night, 7 nights a week, on broadcast radio and beyond, then please join the AMP program and help us get on more stations, bring new people to the ideas of freedom. If it's worth $5 a month to you, David's doing 10, but you know, we only ask for five. So thank you, David, and thank you to everybody that has amped the show in the past and is currently amping the show right now. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get the perks, cool benefits for doing that. We appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal, debit card, credit card at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, we were talking about the so-called insurrection. Capitol Police. They have been in the news a lot recently because of that. As you may recall, they brought in a ton of National Guardsmen earlier this year. It took them months and months to finally, you know, move most of those people back out of D.C. after shutting down roads and basically turning it into a complete police state, as though it weren't bad enough before that. But the Capitol Police also, I saw in the news recently, got some extra billions of dollars in funding, and they're now opening up offices in different states. So now the Capitol Police exist outside of Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's weird.
They're expanding as though there weren't enough federal cops. I mean, Joey, you pointed out, you and some of the guys, Mr. Bitcoin and Bitcoin Gandhi, and our co-host on Friday nights, Chris Wade from Think Penguin, were all out and touring around and going to the FBI headquarters in Chelsea, Massachusetts, and then to the Federal Reserve Building in Boston. Mm-hmm. And that you were met at one point by Federal Protective Service, right?
Yeah, Homeland Security came up to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was filming and reading off all the license plates in the parking lot.
Nice.
And
this is at the FBI, right?
Yeah, the FBI headquarters.
They let you into the parking lot? There's just
No, sidewalks right there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was reading off the plates, and then the Homeland Security was like, "Hey, I heard you guys are protesting. Is that what you guys are doing?" And I was like, "I don't
don't want to talk to you. I don't answer questions. And then he asked another question. I was like, dude, I just said I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to answer, you know. And then he walked over to Mr. Bitcoin, and I didn't guide them, and they said the same thing. Ah, we're not answering questions.
And then he left you alone?
He just walked away.
Nice.
Yeah, badge 166 Spectre, if you guys want to know.
So,
way to go.
It's interesting that the FBI doesn't have their own people doing that security job. They've got the Federal Protective Service, right? So the Department of Homeland Security has their own cops.
Well,
and they guard federal buildings.
Funny enough, though, is that he was a kind of like a patrol,
mm-hmm.
right? And the actual guards there that are opening and closing the gate, this really heavy secured gate, were actually allied.
So it was a private security?
Private security dealing with that. Yeah. Very interesting, yeah. It's like as if they didn't have enough guns already in the building.
Right.
You know?
So
I know, it's just weird.
But so they already have the Federal Protective Service, and the post office has, you know, their inspectors. They carry guns. There's all kinds of federal cops out there. The FBI themselves, you know, there's so many different agencies. I'm sure I'm missing a dozen or whatever. But now the Capitol Police are also operating outside of Washington, D.C. So the Department of Homeland Security's cops, that's not enough. According to the story, the Capitol Police are opening up offices in California and Florida, and they may be expanding to other states as well once they can, you know, get more money from Congress.
What could their purpose possibly be?
The ostensible reason is to protect the members of Congress. As though, like I said, as though there weren't enough federal cops out
there
to
Secret Service does that, right? I mean, that's...
I don't know. I'm not sure to what extent that they do, but that's their excuse, at least.
I know that the New York City police have their forces all over the world, which is really funny. And they do investigations in other states, like Texas. They went to Texas gun shows to see who's purchasing and that sort of thing.
But now the Capitol Police are back in the news. Fox News has a story that they've been ordered to arrest any staff and visitors who are not wearing masks after a new House mandate.
Arrest?
In D.C. Police are now directed to report members of Congress who are unmasked as well. The USCP, U.S. Capitol Police, have been ordered by a police memo issued by their new police chief, Thomas Manger, that was obtained by a member of Congress. They were also advised not to arrest the members of Congress for failing to wear a mask, so you'll get arrested if you're in the Capitol without a mask.
Quite the double standard, don't we have?
But not the Congress people, but they will be reported to the sergeant at arms. House members have been subjected to fines starting at $500 for skirting mask rules. So, yeah, they're going to be cracking down there in D.C., and as though anybody would want to go and see these people.
Not really.
You know, just so you know. In other news, we last night on the show, Aria covered what's going on in Sydney. Have you guys heard anything about the crackdowns, the lockdowns
in Australia?
New South Wales, Australia?
No.
Huge lockdowns. They've been going on for weeks there. Now, of course, it's wintertime. So, you know, they've got the excuse of it's cold.
We don't want to go out anyway.
COVID, et cetera. Well, they do. People do want to go out, and there have been protests about this. But the lockdowns have been very extensive. Like, you're not allowed to go to work in most places unless you've got, you know, the special pass, basically, from the government if you are a essential business, like if you are a grocery store. But otherwise, you know, they're not even allowing construction crews working.
It's so grotesque. I was watching one of the public officials like give a speech about their lockdown and everything.
Yeah.
And literally, verbatim, it was out of 1984. About like, you got to stay home, all these things. And I was like, holy cow, like, people are really putting up with this right now. Like, it's just so blatant.
1984 was an operator's manual.
Yeah, basically, yeah, at this point.
So they've got all kinds of new rules that have been put in place. So it was going on for weeks in the month of July, and now it's been extended for 4 more weeks, and they're doubling the fines. Police are now being given quote-unquote extra powers to shut down businesses and work sites that don't follow the rules. According to dailymail.co.uk, the penalty for not wearing a mask where required has more than doubled from $200 to $500 Australian, as too many people were failing to put them on. Sydney's outbreak added 239 cases, which is a record for New South Wales during the entire pandemic. Note they're not mentioning how many deaths, because it's just cases. Continued growth in case numbers despite the lockdown led health authorities to believe too many Sydney-siders were ignoring the lockdown and spreading the virus. Under the new powers granted to the New South Wales Police, commissioner, businesses, construction sites, and public premises can be shut down immediately if there is a so-called risk to public health. This would include businesses failing with QR codes and mask wearing or providing an unsafe environment against other health orders. Public spaces like parks could also be cleared out by police if they got too crowded with people not social distancing or wearing masks. They said that, let's see here.
How do police look themselves in the mirror every day?
They probably tell themselves they're keeping people safe.
They go, if I just do this, I get a raise. I get a promotion. That's what they do.
There's new exercise, mask, and shopping rules in several areas. Exercise, outdoor recreation, and singles bubble visits must be done within 5 kilometers of a resident's home. Locals cannot travel more than 5 kilometers from home for shopping unless the goods and services are not readily available in their area, and masks must be worn whenever outside the home, regardless of the proximity to others. So it doesn't matter if you're all alone on a walking trail out getting exercise, you must wear a mask according to the rules there in New South Wales. And one of the interesting aspects of this that they did cover in detail last night is the singles bubble.
Yes,
you know what that is?
Yeah, I was listening to
it. I'm picturing something off Amazon right now. I'm picturing a clear dome.
It's almost that lame, but it is where if you are a single person, it was previously that you couldn't have any visitors whatsoever, but now the government of New South Wales is showing their compassion.
Oh, and my God.
They're going to allow you to have a single person be your bubble person, and they can come visit you during the lockdowns, and that's it. One person. That's it.
Well, that sounds like a boring orgy.
Before we get off the air, I just want to say happy birthday, James Freeman. He's a big top auditor. He's promoting the same sort of principles as Free Talk Live. It's and his birthday today. And one thing real quick is that the property rights topic is that he had somebody else take over his TikTok. And if we can get over to his new TikTok and give him some subs right now, that'd be great.
What is that?
James Freeman. And he's
all one word?
Yeah, space. Okay. James Freeman, he's a cop locker.
There is a space or there's not a space?
Space. There is a space, yes. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Two people have died in Sydney. A woman in her 90s. Which probably was going to die anyway because she's a woman in her 90s and a man in his 80s.
And lock down society immediately.
That's what they're doing. They are locking down and
I can't believe anybody goes along with this.
Cranking up the penalties. There have been some protests, thankfully. Thousands of people were protesting last Saturday in Sydney.
Good.
So it ain't over yet.
Nobody's going to want to go to vacation there, that's for sure.
No doubt about it.
No way.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. But just remember, this stuff's coming.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.